He stared at her for several long seconds. His throat constricted as he swallowed hard. She could almost feel the air shift around him as he gathered his nerve. His magic pulsed just at the sound of her voice.
All right, let's talk.
Why don't we step outside? She suggested. The walls didn't seem particularly thick, and she decided in an instant that she didn't want to have this conversation with Alice and Noelle right above them.
Lead the way.
Ira led him down the hall, through the meager common area, and out the back door into a fenced-off area between their house and the tall stone wall that surrounded Champion Village. She wrapped her arms around herself, fending off the chill that had arrived with his presence.
What would you like to speak about?
Cullen said softly, pulling her back to the present. Ira wasn't sure how long her mind had been wandering. She had been practicing, but now that he was in front of her, Ira lost all track of what she'd wanted, needed to say. Now there was just him and her, alone. Cullen dipped his chin slightly to meet her eyes, waiting expectantly. The wind highlighted the gap between them, emphasizing just how far apart they were. Ira sighed, trying to exhale all the rage and hurt she still felt from looking at him. All the longing and tiny tendrils of love that tried to keep digging their thorny barbs into her.
Listen, what happened between us?
I'm going to talk to my father,
he interjected hastily. They'd gone from total silence to trying to speak over each other.
What?
Ira was so caught off guard that she couldn't string together a coherent question.
I've already started crafting a plan, laying it in motion with all the necessary players. Once it all comes to pass, we'll call off the engagement.
Not this again. Her heart couldn't take it. But she couldn't stop him either as he slowly approached, holding out his hands as if pleading.
And until then, it's just you and me here. My father can't get into Champion Village. We're free of him, and things can be like they were.